USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A preliminary agreement between Israel and Hamas has been reached regarding the release of hostages. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller addressed the ongoing negotiations.
We are hopeful to have some good news for the hostages and their families. We're hopeful we can start bringing some of them home.
The proposed deal involves a multi-day ceasefire with approximately 50 Israeli and international hostages set to be freed in stages, followed by additional releases. Additionally, the agreement includes the exchange of Palestinian women and children currently detained in Israel for hostages held by Hamas. Thanksgiving travel disruptions may arise due to severe storms and snow. The National Weather Service Prediction Center, in a post on X, highlighted two primary storm systems impacting the U.S., with a particular focus on the south and east coast. Anticipated weather conditions, including heavy rain and thunderstorms along the coast extending to the mid-Atlantic, with the possibility of a wintry mix in the New England area. Following a landslide in southeast Alaska on Monday night, one person has died and others are currently missing. The Department of Public Safety reported that three homes were in the path of the landslide. Authorities are cautioning people to stay away from the area to mitigate the risk of additional landslides. Hollywood talent agency UTA has parted ways with actress Susan Sarandon following her anti-Jewish remarks at a pro-Palestinian rally in New York City on October 7th.
There are a lot of people that are afraid of being Jewish at this time and are getting a taste of what it feels like to be a Muslim in this country, so often subjected to violence.
The 77-year-old Oscar winner's comments, particularly about people fearing being Jewish, led to her dismissal from UTA, with reports suggesting that several staffers at the agency were deeply affected by her statements. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
More American voters support funding for security along the U.S. southern border than for foreign conflicts. That's according to an NBC News national poll. They found 74% of voters supported more funding for security at the U.S.-Mexico border. Meanwhile, 58% supported more funding for humanitarian aid to Gaza, while 55% backed more military aid funding for Israel. As America moves about the country this holiday weekend, flying might be a better experience this year than previous years. Lance Pry explains.
The Thanksgiving holiday rush is underway at airports across the nation, with 30 million travelers expected to fly by the week's end. You can also check the wait times for your airport online, but the rule of thumb this holiday season is to arrive at the airport at least 2 hours ahead of your flight. The TSA is better prepared this Thanksgiving than years prior, with a nearly 2% increase in staff nationwide.
A manhunt is underway in Colorado after a suspect shot three people to death. Police believe a neighbor dispute led to yesterday's shooting near West Cliff, southwest of Colorado Springs. Deputies found two men and a woman dead in a wooded area. Theaters are preparing for a busy Thanksgiving weekend. Disney's new animated film Wish and the historical drama Napoleon from director Ridley Scott headline the new releases hitting movie screens. Wish is expected to bring in $45 million, Napoleon about $22 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.